I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The dust is settling over recent sectarian violence in northern Nigeria's Jigawa state. Riots sparked over an alleged blasphemous statement against the Prophet Muhammad, and tensions remain high in the dozen Sharia law states. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says believers feel like second-class citizens.
Pray that marginalized Christians in northern Nigeria will stand strong in their faith, that the church will not react to these attacks in attacking the Muslims. They should act in Christ-like fashion, and that's hard to do when your church has been burned down, your home's destroyed.
The one-day rampage left 16 churches burned down, 6 Christians injured, and at least 2,000 homeless. Following the riot, believers were told to rebuild their lives elsewhere. And lastly, we go to Russia, where Greg Yoder is traveling with Buckner Orphan Care International on a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip in St. Petersburg, Russia.
So far, we visited 2 orphanages and a hospital. We were entertained with singing and dancing. But that wasn't the main thing, says Frank Haley, the winner of the Mission Network News 15th anniversary short-term mission trip. He says sharing the gospel will be the highlight.
To show the children that not only we love them, but that God loves them. At first, when you see this kind of situation is overwhelming, then you could just throw your hands up and say, oh, I can't do anything about that. But we can, and I think as we tell other people about it, more people will see that and get involved.
Reporting from St. Petersburg, Russia, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on the suffering Christians experience in their walk with God. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.